Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live on Close Up Radio Live, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. We thank you so very, very much for joining us here on the program. We're also continuing our extraordinary conversation with world-renowned and award-winning artist and exceptional male feminist advocate, supporting women and believing in equality, the incomparable Kimberly Berg joining us. Staunch feminist, Kimberly's passions and hopes are mirrored in his magnificent paintings that have long captivated the public with a depiction of women as a highly self-reliant, honorable, sacred, and gracious being. Some of the works most notable include My Goddess, Creative, Meditation, and Mandela Galleries. And I tell you, it's extraordinary. If you have not seen My Goddess, Creatress, Meditation, and Mandela Galleries, it's extraordinary. You will be moved, you'll be touched, you'll be blown away. And that's just some of his exquisite work he's been doing for a long time. And he's been inspired, is an inspiration himself. And he says, while we have a long way to go before achieving gender equilibrium, he's leading the charge, leading the advancement of women through his art. And what a unique and revolutionary and deeply moving way to tackle something, isn't it, folks? Through art, whether it's done through the way he does it, through his paintings, his artwork, or it's done through music and other forms of art. When you use art as a way to reach people, you're reaching them on depths and levels that go beyond just the peripheral nonsense that you hear people saying on a day-to-day basis. Art really speaks to the heart. And Kimberly knows that, and that's why art is what he uses, as he's a brilliant artist himself, but it's what he uses to tell the story, to fight the good fight, to sort of awaken everybody to the concerns that he has. He continues to encourage women to take on more leadership roles, particularly in politics, which is very current right now at the time of this broadcast, with this being a very important election year and presidential race and other races happening. Also, he encourages everybody to embrace their own unique perspective and inner confidence, so you can move forward with fearlessness. Don't live in fear. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. And to also live in the divine feminine power. Kimberly says the rise of women's movements have propelled women to recognize that, more are speaking out and continuing to fight for equal rights. During those pre-patriarchal times, unequivocally achieved peace and prosperity for tens of thousands of years. So it doesn't seem far-fetched at all that that can be reclaimed, especially in this time in our lives. Let's talk with, once again, our very illustrious guest as we continue our exclusive series together here on Close Up Radio Live, Kimberly Berg, joining us from New York. Kimberly, welcome back to our program, to Close Up Radio Live. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for such a wonderful way of describing what I'm trying to do. It's very encouraging.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. And like I said, it's really true. You know, you get to the heart through art. And when you talk about these very important and impactful and heavy-duty topics like this, art is a beautiful way. It's a universal language to reach people at depths that go beyond just the nonsensical words we hear people sling back and forth, right? And you've been very cognizant of marrying the worlds of impactful dialogue with art to reach people in an understanding in an empathetic and compassionate way that goes well beyond just rhetoric, right?
Yes, right.
And that's so important.
The visual, when you can give something a visual contact, that makes a whole difference than just words or speaking. You can't ignore an image that's visual. You know, you can turn away from it or whatever, but I think it's the visual impact that art can create that makes it as important in our society as anything else you can do. I mean, you can talk about women and you either in favor or you, but you can't avoid the visual impact. And I'm glad to hear, you know, that my art is having a visual impact. And I really feel, you know, this is a very important way of tackling a problem.
Yes, very much so. You know, I asked you a question earlier, you know, for the audience listening. We usually have a quick chat with our guests, our special guests, before we go live on the air, you know, going over what we're going to be talking about and the themes that we want to tackle. And one of the things that I asked was, you know, what would we really want to focus on today's episode? And you said, well, you know, I am still very quite disturbed as far as how women are just treated. And I had said, just in the workplace, what have you, and you had said, just generally in life, you still feel and see and witness situations where women still aren't elevated or respected or valued in the way that they should be, right, Kimberly?
Yeah. A lot of people just feel that women are not as smart as men, or they're just cast off as not really that important. And when you see pictures of women that are shown for their power, that creates a whole different situation. And I take it very seriously.
You do. You do. You know, you've referenced your sister on a few occasions too, and, you know, the relationship with her, mm-hmm. and you've seen her deal with struggle and, you know, situations in her own life where she's trying to break through and wants to be, needs to be valued and respected. And, you know, as the brother, yeah, I'm sure you know, have, and, yeah. And as a sibling, a family member, you have this concern for that. Tell us about that and why that's so important to you.
Well, the problem is that if you're a guy, you're accepted pretty much for whatever you believe in or try to bring to people's attention. And that's just not fair. And I've never accepted that. And having grown up with a sister that was just 1 year younger than myself, I dealt with this on a very personal level, and I still feel the same way. And although women have been accepted more than they were traditionally regarded is still a long way we can go. We have the idea that somehow men are smarter, more educated. You know, it's just doesn't go over very well. I believe that these problems should be addressed and talked about. And what we're doing now, you know, is just one way of bringing up a problem that is not discussed in any detail or with any real depth, unfortunately.
We're in a very important time in our lives. We are in a time of great change, and there's a lot going on politically. It's a very important year. A lot of people are going to be going to polls and voting for who they feel, you know, is the candidate of their choice. And a lot of the things that are voted on in this year will be things that will be dealt with over the next several years of our lives. Tell us about your thoughts on the importance of this particular year at the time of this broadcast and some of the big decisions that people are thinking about and will be thinking about as we get closer to November.
I'm looking for the time when a woman will be elected president. And you don't hear very many people talking about such a thing, but it's something that's just not fair to just consider women, you know, not can't be really taken very seriously when it comes to us, a problem of, you know, of higher honor in our society. It's for some reason, you know, to have a woman as president. That's what I'm waiting for.
How far away are we from that, from your feeling? I know that's a tricky one, right? If you had a crystal ball in front of you, we know a lot of the answers to life's questions.
That's why you bring it up.
Yeah. Have you been commissioned? I know we've talked about the actual work, the art, but I don't know if I've ever actually asked this, and it just came to mind now. Have you been commissioned as an artist to do work that is specific to individual women in history, in society? Not necessarily, you know, being a portrait artist per se, but have women, have those fighting the good fight ever come to you and asked you to do something that is representative of who they are or something that sort of celebrates them in that, you know, the commissioned work? Has that happened over the years for you?
Well, you bring it up, you know, but I seldom hear anything like that women have that kind of respect and honor in our society. It's is one reason why I make a woman as the main subject of my art. It makes a big difference when you see what you're doing that's not quite right. But most of my art does center around women, and I don't really care, you know, if people are going to accept it or not. But I see it as one of our most important societal problems that have to be fixed.
Do you feel, as the younger generations, you know, Generation X and Y and Z and Alpha and all these different generations rise up, do you see a different perspective, different approach with the younger generations? Are they less tolerant of being portrayed in a certain way, being required to respond in a certain way, and or to quote-unquote meet the expectations of others in the in the patriarchal society that has existed? Do you see the younger generations saying, no way, that doesn't work for me. I'm not doing that. I'm my own person, and I'm going to do what, you know, makes me happy and follow my dreams. You will have hope and see that?
Well, I had to answer that same question myself, you know. But I went ahead, you know, and a lot of my work, you know, features the woman, the female, and it's accepted, you know, a lot of people do accept it, and that's the most important, to be able to look at a woman and see them as outstanding. And I feel that's if I can do that, that I've done as much as I can with my art. I never know, you know, just how my portrayal of women is in my in the general public, but I do what I think is necessary. And one thing that I do that you don't see hardly anywhere is a woman who is represents the spiritual. And usually, you know, that's not something that's accepted in society very well. And so I enjoy, you know, using my art to create a sense that, you know, that women are important and should be honored. And I'm not just interested in using women, but I want to create a female spirituality as well. And that's what drives a lot of my work, you know, is portraying the goddess. And you don't see that very much, you know.
Artists, no, you don't.
Right.
You, and for people to sort of visualize the work in their mind's eye, you like to work with pastels in what you describe as a lyrical minimalist style using a very limited palette. And you believe that such art can actually possess strong transformative powers. You're convinced that it is the artist, as a shaman or trickster or prophet, who can actually evoke such powers through this style of art. Tell us about that.
Well, the problem is that's exactly what we don't see in the art that's being created today.
Right.
It's and I find it very frustrating, but I go ahead with what I think is necessary. And not just women, but also women's spirituality, the goddess. I think that's just as important as anything that we, that most artists, you know, they don't have nothing to do with the spiritual, even women themselves. You know, I rarely see it. And it's one of the main features of my work.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to admit, you know, I am a spiritual person. And the way women are treated is it's always on a secondary level, you know. But it doesn't have the same power as when you use it as your primary image that you are interested in. And it's not just, I have paintings that show the goddess being worshipped by a male, by a female. One of the paintings I'm looking at right now is the picture of the goddess standing tall, and beside her is a woman half her size with her arms spread out, and it's that kind of connection I'm trying to create, you know, not just the importance of women, but the importance also of their spirituality, the idea that this a person has a spiritual connection with women, not just women itself, but the spiritual. And a lot of my work, you know, tries to bring this out, because we're not used to seeing anything like that. If it's spiritual, it's usually always has a male subject matter. And the work that I do, it doesn't have to be a male figure, but a spiritual, but a female person that's honoring the goddess. And that's something that's completely unique in our society.
How do we go about achieving that, or at least making inroads in trying to achieve that? What would be some suggestions you might have?
Right now I'm looking at a painting where the goddess is a figure that's very dominating, and also and a woman who has her arms stretched out in honor of the goddess that stands beside her, but she's much taller and impressive than just a woman, but a woman goddess. And it's something that is really lacking in our society. There shall be really not, it's really not something that is most artists feel comfortable with. And then to have a spirituality that includes the female sex, that's way outside, you know, our general idea of what a painting should be. And it's really, for me, that is a real problem that needs to be addressed or should be addressed.
Yeah.
But that is, the goddess is a prime figure of my art. Everything I do is my art.
Yeah. Absolutely right. And it's so incredibly important for people to realize that, right? And
yes.
And you take it to an emotional depth as you capture this in such paintings. And you have this innate way to be able to capture the natural ability to create facial expressions and gestures that reveal genuine feelings, right?
Yes, I'm glad to hear that you recognize this, because that's really a big part of my work, what I do.
Right.
And it's not something you see very often by other artists.
No, and it's unlike contemporary art where, you know, they see the figure as usually rendered cold, aggressive, or completely emotionless. In other words, the perfect rendering of the patriarchal society. On the other hand, you like to draw a figure that sort of probes the depth of the human psyche, which is really extraordinary to be able to have that third eye way of thinking like you do, Kimberly.
Hmm. Yeah, and for me it comes naturally. I don't have to.
Right. Right. Which is, again, and you're able to express it and share it through the art, which is to the benefit of everybody else. If people are interested and they want to see the art, what's the best way that they can do that? You know, learn more and see the art.
Well, I don't have much to do with the internet, but my art is on the internet also. And
right.
that's a feature I'm more interested in the art that I'm doing rather than how well it's being accepted or praised. But I know
exactly
what I want.
Right. Well, it is extraordinary, and these conversations are as well, Kimberly. We encourage folks to really try to learn more and, you know, go on the internet and look for the work. It really is extraordinary, the passion that this world-renowned, award-winning artist has been expressing for quite some time, and has been expressing here in these conversations on Close Up Radio Live. Thanks for joining us, Kimberly. Hopefully we'll get a chance to explore even more, as, you know, this is a very important time in our lives, and these conversations are potent, impactful, and important. And I hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you today on the show.
Oh, thank you. So conversations like this very often, anywhere, I'm closer to.
You're right. You're very, very right. And we're both empaths. That's why I think it flows so naturally for us. We get what life's all about and how we should treat one another, you know, male, female. We can do a whole show on how we should treat animals. I mean, just the whole sphere of things. We seem to get the same similar understanding of it all. So you be well, Kimberly, and I'm sure we'll chat more down the line. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and continued blessings and success with all that you're doing. Kimberly Berg is our special guest on this episode of Close Up Radio Live in this current series. He's extraordinary at what he does, and always a pleasure to chat with him, and we look forward to chatting more. Thank you to Kimberly Berg for joining us on this episode of Close Up Radio Live, and thanks to you all around the world for listening, and hopefully you've engaged with the conversation and been inspired by it as well. And we encourage you to continue listening to our series of programs here on Close Up Radio Live. Once again, Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time. This time, till next time, join us again for another great episode on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.